This is Fatima E. Mendez for UN News. Most people think that only trees produce oxygen, but one marine biologist explained that algae is responsible for more than 50% of the oxygen that we breathe. According to Greenpeace campaigner Sandra Schottner, there are a lot of problems in the Big Blue, which is why she is passionate about protecting the oceans. We're taking more fish out of the ocean than nature can produce, she warns, as just one of the dangers facing oceans today. As the United Nations negotiates a legally binding treaty for healthy oceans, Dr. Schottner told Liz Cafidi that everyone should petition their governments to conserve and sustainably use marine biological diversity.
Currently, I'm here in New York at the United Nations for the BBNJ conference. I can translate.
BBNJ.
That means biodiversity beyond national jurisdiction. And that again means it is a conference dedicated to determining and deciding on the fate of our oceans. It's about the high seas, about waters beyond national jurisdiction, and it's about deciding on the sustainable use and protection of these waters, which make more than 50% of our planet.
What are they trying to negotiate?
It is the third conference in a series of four. After these 2 weeks, we won't have a final result, but we will definitely have progressed immensely and have taken a big step forward towards a global ocean treaty.
So that's what we hope to achieve.
Yes, the final result is a global ocean treaty, a legally binding framework for all signing member states and countries around the world that regulates how we can actually make use of biodiversity and marine life on the oceans and how we can protect marine life. So there's a lot of animals out there. There's a lot of ecosystems. If it's deep sea coral reefs or even the sunlit waters at the surface, there's a lot of life there. And there is a lot of potential for industrial exploitation, even if it's for pharmaceuticals, for medication, but also, of course, oil and gas, metals that we want to drill from the ocean floor. It's about overfishing, destructive fishing, deep seabed mining. It's even about climate change and the current climate crisis we're facing and the future, of course. Plastic pollution to the extent that we have to come to a regulation, how we want to protect and how we want to make use of our global oceans, because they're currently in a crisis and there's a lot of threats out there, like plastic trash in the ocean.
So that would be one of the threats. What would some of the others be?
Definitely climate change. Our oceans are becoming more and more acidic.
What does that mean?
It means that a lot of animals, especially those that have skeletons made from calcium carbonate, that's chalk basically, a lot of animals and algae that have such a skeleton, they start dissolving.
The animals start to dissolve.
Yes. Over time, we know that it is very difficult for this kind of marine life to sustain.
Has this happened already?
Scientists around the world are already observing out there in the ocean, but also in lab studies with some of the algae that are actually responsible for producing more than 50% of the oxygen that we breathe.
On the land?
Yes. People normally think it's only trees that produce oxygen, but it is to a large degree. It's tiny little algae that we find in our oceans. And if these algae can't produce oxygen anymore due to various stressing factors like climate change, then we have a problem.
So this is a huge problem, not just because the oceans absorb the carbon dioxide, but they also give us oxygen.
That is completely true, yes. This problem we're facing in our oceans is a global one. We need to make this a topic in the public. Everyone has heard about the climate agreement, about the Paris Agreement and these negotiations, but hardly anyone has ever heard of the Global Ocean Treaty. But it is equally important. And we know that only a public mandate in all the countries that are currently negotiating, so that decision makers and, of course, also delegations can take the necessary and urgent steps.
Basically, you're doing advocacy for the Oceans Treaty. Is that correct?
It is way more than that. So we're here on the ground during these negotiations, but we're also very active in capital cities around the world. And we have sent our ships, the Esperanza and the Arctic Sunrise, going from the Arctic to the Antarctic, showing the beauty and the importance of our oceans, but also showing the threats and pushing for strong decisions here at the United Nations.
So why are oceans under more pressure now than any other time in the world's history?
This is due to many factors. We've mentioned some, like plastic trash, climate change, overfishing, destructive fishing, and even the new and emerging threat of deep seabed mining, which is basically drilling up the ocean floor in search for metals for our smartphones or computers. All of these problems and many, many more have been accumulating, some of them actually very rapidly, like with climate change and the climate crisis or with plastic trash. And now they're all interactive. It is a matter of looking at all of them and what damage they do in a concerted way. Climate change has definitely driven some of the ocean crisis forward, but also overconsumption with plastic packaging, plastic wrapping, lack of waste management, lack of care and of proper management in terms of fisheries. We're taking more fish out of the ocean that nature can produce. And with our smartphones and computers in need for more metals, everyone is on the hunt for more resources.
What can regular people do towards this treaty?
Make their voices heard with their governments, consuming less, trying to avoid plastic trash, trying to make sensible choices in our daily lives, maybe not having fish every day, and if so, eating fish that is not on the red list, that is not endangered, and not coming from populations that have been overexploited.
This also fits in with the Sustainable Development Goal, SDGs. Would you like to explain a little bit about that?
Of course, SDG 14 is about protecting our oceans, but it's also about saving the lives and livelihoods of people around the world. It's not only about biodiversity and making ocean protection work for the oceans themselves, but it's also about making humans who depend on the ocean have a future.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
We have a lot of problems out there in the big blue that are not known because it's so far away from our daily lives. People could definitely sign the Protect the Oceans petition. It is a global petition with currently more than 1.7 million signatures. And we need many, many more people to sign this petition because it is basically the official plea to our governments worldwide to take the right decisions for a strong global ocean treaty. If adopted, this treaty will provide the possibility for establishing a network of ocean sanctuaries around the world that are under protection, so human impact cannot harm our oceans. Fish populations can grow back to at least part of their original strength. It's not only for a strong global ocean treaty. We're calling on governments to decide on a worldwide network of ocean sanctuaries that protect at least 30% of our oceans until 2030, because it's an urgent way to repair what has gone wrong in our oceans and give marine life the space to breathe that they so urgently need.